Tadekia. Jaridoya nakoribe patita dekia nakoribe patita dekia patita pavana ma kishera lagi kishera lagi patita pavana nama kishera lagi Everyone together loudly. Gauranga Karuna Koro. Chibava tufane nahika nishtara Pori chibava tufane nahika nishtara Anahika nishtara Shri Charana Taranidane Dase Goropara Dase Goropara Shri Charana Taranidane Dase Goropara Loudly from your heart. Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dasiranu Dasa Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dasiranu Dasa Pratana koro yasada Narotomu dasa Narotomu dasa Pratana koro yasada Narotomu dasa Narotomu dasa Gauranga karuna koro Dinahinjane Musamobati kakamu Nahinjane One more time, louder. Lauranga karuna koro dinaina jane mosamo patiko kabo nahi jibu vane nahi jibu vane. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Rama Rama Hare Hare. Rama Rama Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Rama Rama Hare Hare. Jai Sachinandana Gaurare, Jai Sachinandana Gaurare. Hey Nityananda Pranadana Gaurare, Nityananda Pranadana Gaurare. Jai Jai Prabhupada, 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 Jai Prabhupada. Haribo, 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 Premanande Hari Hari Bo Srila Prabhupada Ki Sri Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Ki Sri Premdata Nityananda Prabhu Ki Sri Prem Purushottam Sachinandana Gaura Hari Ki Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Sri Sri Go, Nitai go, Premanande, Hari Hari Bo. So our time is a little late. I'd like to explain this song to you, but I'd like to give a long explanation of it, which will probably take 10-15 minutes. So better you can just read it. And if you come with us to Jagannath Puri, I think you'll hear a longer explanation of it. The song there. Om Ganadimanandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Dena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupaka Dhamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatanditam Dham Sajivam Sadvaitam Savarutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Ketam Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dhinabhando Jagatate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyeva Cha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gora Tvise Nama Giradvetam Brahmopanashritirapyashyatanubha Yatmantaryami Purusha Iti Soshamsa Vibhavaha Sadaishwaraya Punaya Iha Bhagavansa Swayamayam Na Chaitanya Krishna Jagati Paratattvam Paramiha Radha Krishna Pranaya Vrikatir Ladini Shaktir Asmad Ekatmana Vapi Bhuvi Paradeha Vedham Gatoto Chaitanya Kyam Prakatamaduna Tadvayam Chaikyam Aptam Radha Bhava Jyuti Suvalitam Nomi Krishna Swarupam Shridharadattam nija gupta vitam swaprema namamrita achyudaraha apamaram yo vitatara gora krishno janebhyas tamaham prapadye gora sachcharitam ritam nidhi goram sadaivastuve Gorena pratitam rahasya bhajanam goraya sarvam dade Gorarasti kripalu ratra naparo gorasya vrityo bhavam Gore goravam acharami bhagavan gora prabhu rakshamam Maduye madubi sugammi bhajana swanam bhujanam vanam
Karunyam Rita Nijaharai Upachita Suprema Himachala Bhaktam Bodhadarani Vijayani Nishkamba Sambhavali Daivo Nakula Daivatam Vijayatam Chaitanya Krishna Hari Janulambuto Bujo Kanakavadato Sankirtanaika Pitaro Kamalayatakshu Vishvambaro Dvijavaro Yugadharmapalo Vande Jagapriyakaro Karuna Avataro Anapita Chidim Chirat Karuna Avatinakalo Samarpaitam Anuchala Rasam Swabhakti Shriyam Hari Purata Sundara Dyuti Kadamba Sandipitaha Sada Hridaya Kandare Spuratuva Sachinandanaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Deva Rati Mati Bhave Bhaja Prema Kolpataru Data Braja Raja Nandana Radhika Jivana Dana Aparupa Esabakata Navadvipe Avatari Rara Bhava Angikari Tanya Kanti Angira Bhushana Tina Bansha Avilasi Sachigava Parakasi Sangilana Parishara Gana Gora Hari Avatari Premir Avadara Kari Sadila Manera Tina Kaja Radhikara Pranapati Kiva Bhavi Kanda Nitti Iha Bhuji Bhakata Samaja Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram Ram. Uttama Adama Kichuna Bachila Jachiya Dile Kakola Kahe Premananda Emana Goranga Hridaya Dariya Bola Vajra Goranga Kaha Goranga Laha Gorangera Namare Bolo Vajra Goranga Kaha Goranga Laha Gorangera Namare Jejana Goranga Baje Se Hoy Amara Pranare Jejana Goranga Baje Se Hoy Amara Pranare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Bolo Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Yasya Eva Padam Bhuja Bhakti Labhya Prima Vedana Parama Pumarta Chasmai Jagan Mangala Mangalaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Ananda Lila Maya Vigrahaya Hemabhi Dibhya Chavi Sundaraya Chasmai Mahaprema Rusha Pradaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Yanaptam Karma Nishayana Chasamadhi Gatam Yat Tapo Dhyana Yogaya Vairagyas Chaga Tattva Stuti Birapina Yat Tarkitam Chapi Kaishchit Govinda Prema Bhajam Napina Cha Kalitam Yad Rahasyam Swayam Tan Nam Naiva Pururasit Avatarati Pare Yat Tatam Nomi Goram Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste. So, we're very fortunate today to be in such a wonderful temple. And I don't know how all of you are allowing me to come and share something with you. It's my great good fortune, especially in front of qualified people like Sarvabhauma Prabhu.
I'm a very, very insignificant person. So, we'd like to read something from the most wonderful Chaitanya Charitamrita. This Mangalacharna that we just sung, this was my Guru Maharaj's Mangalacharna, and he told me that before we speak on Chaitanya Charitamrita, we should recite this. So please don't be angry with me. I have no choice. I'd like to sing a few of these verses also in the same style that he used, and then we'll come to today's verse.
Sachirananda Bade Deki Putra Mukha Bhojana Karana Purna Koilani Jasuka. As Mother Sachi constantly saw the face of her son and fed him, her own happiness increased and was indeed complete. So, what is being spoken of here? This is after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taken sannyas and left home. But he's returned to the house of the Dvaita Acharya. And there Sachi Mata has again had darshan of her son and the other devotees. Next text. E Mata Dvaita Grihe Bhakta Gana Mile Vanshila Katakadina Mahakutuhale. In this way, at Advaita Acharya's house, all the devotees met and passed some days together in a greatly festive mood. Aradina Prabhu Kahe Shabha Bhakta Gane Nija Nija Grihe Shabbe Kurahagamane.
The next day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested all the devotees to return to their respective homes.
Ghare giya koro sabhe Krishna sankirtana Punarapi amasange Hahibe milana.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also asked them to execute the congregational chanting of the holy name of the Lord at their homes, and he assured them that they would be able to meet him again.
Kabu vato mara koribe niladrigamana kabu va shiva ami korite ganga snana.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told them, sometimes you will come to Jagannath Puri, and sometimes I shall come bathe in the Ganga.
Nityananda Gosai Pandite Jagarananda Damodara Pandarara Datta Mukunda Echari Jana Charja Dila Prabhu Shane Janani Prabhura Kori Bandila Charane.
Sri Advaita Acharya sent four persons, Nityananda Gosai, Jagadananda Pandit, Damodar Pandit, and Mukunda Dutt, to accompany the Lord. After pacifying his mother, Sachi Mata, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu submitted prayers to her lotus feet.
Tanre Pradakshina Kori Kori Lagamana Eta Acharya Gare Utila Krandana.
When everything was arranged, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu circumambulated his mother and then started for Jagannath Puri. In the house of Advaita Acharya, there arose tumultuous crying. We'll read the verse on the board today. Please repeat.
Nirapekshana Prabhu Shigra Chalila Kandite Kandite Acharya Paschat Kalila. Nirapekshana Prabhu Shigra Chalila Kandite kandite acharya pascha chalila nirapekshana prabhu shidra chalila kandite kandite acharya paschata chalila bolo nirapeksha Shigra chalila kandite kandite acharya paschata chalila.
Anyone else? Any ladies? Please repeat.
Nirapeksha
indifferent
hana
becoming
Prabhu,
the Lord,
Shigra,
very quickly,
Chalila,
went,
Kandite, Kandite,
crying and crying,
Acharya,
Advaita Acharya,
Paschat,
behind.
Chalila
went. Translation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was unaffected. He left swiftly, and Advaita Acharya followed him weeping. Please repeat. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was unaffected. He left swiftly, and Advaita Acharya followed him weeping. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. As Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur explains, the word nirapeksha means not being affected by anything material and remaining fixed in the service of the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not very much care for the roaring tumult and cry at the house of Advaita Acharya, which he heard when starting for Jagannath Puri. Worldly moralists may criticize Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for being very cruel, but the Lord did not care for such criticism. As a world teacher of this Krishna consciousness movement, he actually showed that a person seriously engaged in Krishna consciousness should not be affected by worldly affection. The best course is to engage in rendering service to the Lord and to become callous to material objectives. Externally, everyone is attached to material things. But if one becomes entangled in such things, he cannot make progress in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, those who are engaged in Krishna consciousness should not care for the so-called morality of the material world if that morality opposes the service of the Lord. Strong statement. We'll read that again. Therefore, those who are engaged in Krishna consciousness should not care for the so-called morality of the material world if that morality opposes the service of the Lord. As Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has personally shown, one cannot properly execute Krishna consciousness without being neutral. Gurave Gurachandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha. It's a very big subject. And in its purport, many different things could be spoken about. But in light of the fact that very soon most of us will be going together to Jagannath Puri, we'd like to say something about that. This verse is describing that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was nirapeksha. He was indifferent. You're all very learned devotees. I'm very happy to have your association. Please tell me, is that true? Is he indifferent? Is this what Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita? Prabhuji says no. But this is what Chaitanya Charitamrita says. Krishna says in the Gita, I'm never indifferent. He says, Yegatam mam prapadyante, tam sataiva bhajamyaham. However my devotees approach me, I always reciprocate with them. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Purna Bhagavan. And the devotees at Advaita Charya's house, they're antaranga bhaktas, very intimate devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they were crying. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just walked away. How is it possible? Would you like to think like this? When you're chanting your japa and you're crying, please, Radhika Raman, please be merciful to me. Would you like to think that they're just going to turn around, turn their back on you and just walk away? Nirapeksha? Will that bring you some happiness? Huh? What is the meaning of this? This is a very, very deep subject matter. We don't speak about this topic with common people. But all of you are very special devotees. Because of your service that you've rendered to your Guru Maharaj and to Srila Prabhupada, you have some adhikar to hear something. So we'd like to speak something today about the secret of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sannyas. Srila Lochandas Thakur, in his Chaitanya Mangal, he sings, O neka rahasya kata kahe bata hate vairagya adbhuta prabhur ute jena mate. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He tells the readers, O neka rahasya kata kahive tahate. I'm going to tell you many onek rahashyakata, many, many confidential things. Oh? You say yes? Such as what? Vairagya adbhuta prabhur. The astonishing renunciation, the astonishing sannyas of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is the necessity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to take sannyas? What is the meaning of sannyas? Bhagavad Gita, 18th chapter, text 2, describes what sannyas is. Kamyanam kamanam yasam sannyasam gavayo vidu sarva kama phala tyagam prahus tyagam vichakshanaha. Prabhupada translates, giving up activities that are based on material desire is what learned men call sannyas. And giving up results of all activities is tyag. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is doing some material activities? Prabhuji says, no. So then, how do we understand that he took sannyas? What is your understanding? Can someone here put forward some thought? Why did Mahaprabhu take sannyas? Have you thought about this before? There's a bahiranga karan, an external reason, and an antaranga karan. Usually when we ask this question, devotees say, Mahaprabhu did it for preaching. And that's correct. Vrindavan Das Thakur says this in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Because he saw that the Brahmin community would not listen to him. Because he was a pocha grihasta. White, low class color. You wear saffron, very good. Everyone listens to you. So he took sannyas for that reason.
so that he could preach.
That's one reason. But do we find that reason satisfying? If we contemplate the matter deeply, and we should, another question arises. The real question. The real question is not why did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu take sannyas. The real question is, how could he take sannyas? To understand my point, we should contemplate the nature of Krishna, the nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna tells Prahlad Maharaj in Hari Bhakti Sudodaya, Sadamuktopi Badhosmi Bhaktena Sneha Rajubi Ajitopi Jitoaham Tairavasopi Vasikritaha. He says, you know, everybody always talks about me. They say I'm Mukunda, the giver of liberation. He says, but you want to know the truth? Although I'm always free and independent, Sada muktopi, but badhosmi. I become bound up by the rope of love of my devotees. I'm not independent. Aham bhakta paradino, yasvatantri vadvijaha, sadubir grasaridayo, bhaktir bhakta jana priyaha. He tells Durvasa Muni in the Bhagavatam, I'm completely under the control of my devotees. I have no independence. So, how is he becoming nirapeksha? How is he leaving Advaitacharya? Is Advaitacharya a kaccha devotee? Is there something wrong with him? No, Hare Krishna. Sachimata. Is there something wrong with Sachimata? Prabhuji says, no. Vishnu Priya, his wife. Something's wrong with her devotion? Is it lacking? How can he be nirapeksha? The real question is not why did he take sannyas, but how could he take sannyas? How could he walk away from his mother? How could he walk away from Vishnu Priya and the other devotees in Navadvip? This, in the language of Lochan Das Thakur, is Oneka Rahashikata, a very confidential topic. And it has to do with Jagannath Puri Dham, which is where he was going. So we'd like to try to say something. First of all, we should ask a question. What is the position of Sachimata? Is she like a new bhakta who doesn't understand very many things? Yes? Prabhuji says no. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, before he left home and took sannyas, his mother had heard. Mahaprabhu left Vishnu Priya sleeping on the bed, and he very quietly got up to leave his home. And as he was coming out the door, it was in the middle of the night, his mother was sitting outside the door and crying. Because she knew that her Nimai was going to leave home. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then, he had an obstacle. Sometimes we've also had this obstacle. When we want to join the temple, our mother's sitting by the door and crying also. And we have to try to tell her something. Mother, it's okay. I'll come and see you. You can come to the temple. So Mahaprabhu also had to try to pacify his mother. And in the words that he spoke to her, he described the ontological position or the nature of Sachimata's supreme position. Listen carefully what he said. Play drum. Aro dui janmae sankirtana rambe Hai bato mara putra amite abilambe Mora archa murti mata tumi sedarani Jiva rupa tumi mata name rajanani Hare Krishna. He said, Aro dui janma. I've taken two births. Mahaprabhu said,
A Sankirtan Arambe, for the purpose of beginning the Sankirtan movement.
Haire Tomara Putra Ami Avalambe.
Both times, you're my mother.
Mora Archa Murti Mata, Tumi Sei Dharani.
When I come in my form as the Archa Murti, the deity, then Mata, Tumi Sei Dharani. You are the earth planet. You gave birth to that deity form of mine.
And Jiva Rupa, Tumi Mata, Namera Janani.
In my form is the holy name. You are the tongues of everyone in the world. Sachimata has manifested, and you're in the form of your tongue. By which we're able to chant the holy names. In Murari Gupta's Chaitanya Charit Mahakavya, he says that Sachimata is Sakshat Bhakti Sarupini. She's personified bhakti. How could Chaitanya Mahaprabhu leave his mother? We were speaking about Krishna last night, and we made the point. I don't mean to disappoint any of the brahmacharis, but Krishna's not a brahmachari. Krishna is a mamachari. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's also a mamachari. He's controlled by his mother. So how could he leave her? This is a very deep subject matter. Chaitanya Mangal describes that Mahaprabhu took sannyas in that place known, named by Sachimata as Kantak Nagar, the place of thorns. And immediately after taking sannyas from Keshava Bharati, Mahaprabhu went to his sannyas guru with folded hands. And he made a request. Guru Pradakshina Kori Koraye Pranam Nila Chala Jai Jari Pai Sambadan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Guru Pradakshina Kori Kore Pranam. Mahaprabhu circumambulated his guru, Keshava Bharati, and offered his pranams. And then he said, Gurudev, Nila Chala Jai Jari Pai Sambara. Please, Gurudev, give me permission to go to Jagannath Puri Dham. Why didn't he ask for permission to go to Vrindavan? Who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Is he an ordinary incarnation? Is he Krishna? He's Krishna, but he's Bhakti Naipunya. He's Krishna plus something more. What is that something more? Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidriso Vanayai. But he's come to taste Radhabhava. Radhabhava Dyuti Suvalitam Nomi Krishna Surupam. Radhabhava is predominating in Gora. So, do you see Radharani walking around on the streets of Punjabi Bagh? Do you see her on the streets of Paris or London? Does Radharani take the train once in a while to go to Jagannath Puri? Radharani never leaves Vrindavan. Radharani, she tells Krishna, Yatra Vrindavanam nasti, yatra no jamana nadi, yatra no gobardhan nasti. Tatrame namanasuk. Very nice verse. Very simple. Yatra Vrindavanam nasti. Where there's no Vrindavan forest. Yatra Jamuna nadi. Where there's no Jamuna river. Yatra Govardhan nasti. Where there's no Govardhan hill. Tatrame namanasuk. I have no happiness. So, if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the mood of Radharani, why then did he go to Jagannath Puri? This is another question. And this is an important question. We want to become antaranga bhaktas. We want to go to that inner portion of Jagannath Puri.
That place where all the people who were carrying their cameras and wearing t-shirts, I went to Jagannath Puri, they're not allowed entrance. It's a very deep place of the heart. So we have to contemplate very deeply this subject matter. Why, how Mahaprabhu left Sachimata and why he went to Jagannath Puri. This is a very big subject. Usually we spend about 2 or 3 hours a day for a week or so or more describing this. We're just going to give you in a little nutshell today. And I'm sorry to say, but I don't think you'll understand everything completely because it's such a very big subject. But hopefully you'll get some idea, some beginning impression. And then when you go to Jagannath Puri, we can elaborate more on this. Why did Mahaprabhu leave Sachimata? Why did he leave Vishnupriya? Mahaprabhu is bound by the love of his devotees. That's his nature. We can understand that if he left them, there must have been something which was even more powerful than their love. This is a logical point. There must have been something more powerful even than Sachimata's love and Vishnupriya's love. More powerful than the love of the residents of Navadvip. What is that? What can be more powerful than the love of the mother? Than the love of Sachimata for Sachinandana Gaurahari? We wrote some article about this in a magazine we printed, which we called The Secret of Mahaprabhu's Sannyas Leela. And we printed some conversation, some translation of a conversation from a book by the devotee named Nityananda Das, who is a direct disciple of Janava Mata, one of the two wives of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. That book is called Prema Vilas. And in that book, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Bangladesh, he met with Lokanath Goswami privately. And they had a very private discussion. And Mahaprabhu told Lokanath, Ekadim Prabhu Kohe, Shuna Lokanath, Kemone Sangsara Chari, Aile Sakshat. He said, please listen, Lokanath, to the confidential reason why I came to this world. He said to him that Radhikara Bhava, Loya, Ainu Goradesha, Ashvadana Nahi Dukha, Asesha Vishesha. He said, I brought this Radha Bhav to go to Desh, but no one could understand the astonishing unhappiness, so-called unhappiness, in this Radha Bhav. He told Lokanath, Amara lagiya Radha jati kula dan, sakala chadiya atma koile samarpan. Hey, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Amara lagia Radhajati Kuladan. For me, Radharani, she gave up her caste. She gave up her family. She gave up her property. She gave up everything. And she surrendered to me. He said, Lokanath, Shastra can't describe the glories of Radharani's love. He said, I can't describe the glories of Radharani's love. He said, Radharani is the only reason I live in Vrindavan. Did you ever wonder why Krishna lives in Vrindavan? Maybe he likes MVT restaurant? No. Krishna's living in Vrindavan only because Radharani is there. And he told Lokanath, I have a problem. Sakadasa pita mata jera sevanchita sabi saki gana jane jera se mohita. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He says, Lokanath, I'm all alone. He says, no one else understands my feelings. My friends, my servants, Sukadasa, Dasa, Pitamata, my father and mother, they don't understand this thing. Sabhi Sakhi Gana Jani, Jai Rashi Mohita. Only the gopis, only they can understand it. And he said, Lokanath, I have a problem. Gune prite tanasthane pai achirini tomastani Lokanath kahi lama ami Hare Krishna. Lokanath, I have to tell you honestly, I'm a rini. I'm in debt. Debt is a very bad thing. No girl will want to marry a boy who's very deeply in debt. Someone who's very deeply in debt, all their friends leave them. They don't care for them. And he said, Lokanath, I have a very big debt and I don't know how to repay it. Krishna said this in the 10th canto to the gopis after he disappeared from the Ras Leela. And then he came back and the gopis were a little sulky with him. There's something wrong with our love? They knew there was nothing wrong. They knew their love was spotless. And then Krishna became defeated by the gopis. And Krishna told them, Napareham niravadya samyujam swasadu krityam vibudaya sativa yamabajam durjaya geha shringala tam vichchayatad vipratiyatu saduna. He hung his head down and he said, I'm in debt to you gopis. And I don't know how to repay my debt. How do you repay a debt to someone who doesn't want anything? How do you repay a debt to someone who only wants to please you? Krishna is very expert at repaying debts. He's never in debt. He says, Yegatam mam prapadyante tam sataiva bhajamyaham. Whoever approaches me, I always reciprocate with him. Prabhuji, what's your name? Shalita. Shalindra Prabhu. Shalindra Prabhu, you're a very nice devotee. You're coming to the temple. You're staying here in the Bhakti program. You're chanting every day. But what do you want? Do we want Krishna? Or do we want a shiny red bicycle? Or a very nice girlfriend? What do we really want? Krishna knows. We can put on a show, I'm such a nice devotee, Kunti Mala, Tilak. But Krishna knows our heart. He knows what we want. Oh, he's coming and praying to me. But he really wants a toy fire truck to play with. So I'll get that for him, no problem. But the gopis, it was a big problem. They didn't want anything. Napadeham nadavadya samyujam. Nidavadya samyujam. Their love was spotless. They didn't want anything. Yamabajam durjaya geha shrinkalai. He said, you did something very difficult. You gave up your household life. You ran away from your families in the dead of night and you came to me. Yamabajam durjaya geha shrinkalai. Tam vichchayatad va pratiyatu saduna. He gives a hint. He gives a hint in the verse how he's going to repay that debt. He says, pratiyatu saduna. Let your own sadhana be your glory. What does it mean? The gopis didn't want anything for themselves. They only wanted to please Krishna. So, how do you reciprocate with that? So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told Lokanath, this is one of my miseries. I can't repay my debt to Radharani and the gopis. And he said that, therefore, I'm going to take sannyas. And I'm going to move from place to place. I'm going to accept the bhav of Radharani. And then he says a very interesting thing.
Mora ange varana basana radha gai ei lagi nilabastra sukha eti pai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
He says that a very esoteric thing. He says that Srimati Radharani, she wears this nila vastra, this blue cloth. Why does she wear a blue cloth? Why does Krishna wear a golden cloth? What does it remind you of? What does it remind them of? Srimati Radharani wears a bluish cloth to indicate that inside her heart is Shyam, Krishna. And to remind her of Krishna. And Sri Krishna wears this Pitambara dhoti, this golden dhoti, to indicate that in his heart is Radharani. But then Mahaprabhu says something else to Lokanath.
Amara vithere pare aruna basana abhana ke nijadasi mane sarvakshana. Hey, Hare Krishna.
What color does Radharani wear after Krishna leaves Vrindavan? He says here,
Amara vichere pore aruna vasana.
She wears this aruna vasana, this color aruna. Aruna is the color of saffron. This is the color that Srimati Radharani wears in separation. And she, in that situation, she always thinks of herself as the dasi of Krishna. Apanake nija dasi, mani sarakshana. Some people say that this is the origin of our sunya, of our saffron cloth in Gaudiya Vaishnavism. It's not the same as the orange cloth, the red cloth that the Shankar Sampradaya wears, or the red cloth the Buddhists wear. They say that when Radharani was crying in separation from Krishna, her tears were coming down her face and they were going on her breasts. And her breasts were covered with kumkum. And that kumkum colored her dress and it became saffron colored. I say this is the source, the real meaning of saffron color in Gaudiya Vaishnavism. So then Mahaprabhu, he told Lokanath,
Amara lagia radha adi sakhi gan virahe vyakula hoya tejila jivana. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna left the gopis and they suffered. Even some of our acharyas say they died. Rupa Goswami says that. That's another subject. Krishna was indifferent? Is Krishna nirapeksha to the suffering of the gopis? Mahaprabhu told Lokanath Goswami,
for me, Radharani and the gopis, they gave up their lives feeling my separation. Amihate jiva prana tanhaya lagia se dasha haibe tumi shuni be takia. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Yeyatam mam prapadyante tam sataiva bhajamyaham. He always reciprocates. He always do that. He says to Lokanath, just as they gave up their bodies for me, I'm going to give up my body for them. And you'll see that, Lokanath.
Jari beta hara kandi pore be arunavasan pohi bhatan hara dasa anandita man. Hey, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
I'll take that complexion, that kunti of Radharani, and I'll put on saffron cloth. And then I'll become a servant of the gopis. And I'll get happiness. Eilagi Aruna Vasana Diva Gai Japi Bhaganhada Suna Kahi Hotomara Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. I'll put on this saffron dress and I'll do japa of the glorious qualities of Radharani and the gopis. He says, Jagata vasaiva amitandra yasakiti tabejani kripa more kore ne mati. I'll flood the whole world with the name and fame of the gopis. And then they'll give me their mercy. Paiva tanhara prema kandiva noyane tulaya drasana haya nachiva sankirtane. Hare Krishna. Mahaprabhu said, getting the prema of the gopis, I'll cry and I'll dance in sankirtan, great ecstasy. I'll roll on the ground with dust all over my body. Hahabale Pukari Jakande Gora Roy Radha Vrindavan Boli Dharani Latoy. Hey, Hare Krishna. Mahaprabhu said this very loudly and then he began to cry. And then Mahaprabhu called out, Radhe, Radhe, Vrindavan, Vrindavan. And he began to roll and roll on the ground. The poet, Shekhar Roy, he's given us a very nice song. Jada gora na hoito tobi ki hoito ke moni dari tam de Radhara mahima primarasa singha jagate jana toke. If Mahaprabhu had not come, how would we have ever heard about Srimati Radharani? How would we ever know about the love of the gopis? So, this sannyas of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu means Gopi Bhav. It means Radha Bhav. This is the secret of Krishna's sannyas lila, is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Vyavasayatmika buddhi ekeha kuru nandana bahu sakayanandascha buddhaya vyavisayinam. He gives some instruction. And not just for yogis, but this instruction is also for those who are on this prema marg, or this road of loving prema. He tells that you should be vyavasayatmika buddhi ekeha kuru vandana, one pointed. Bahusaka yanandascha buddhaya vyavisayinam. Those persons who are multi branched, they don't get the result. So, what is Krishna? Is Krishna vyavasayatmika buddhi? No. He's bahusaka. Krishna is reciprocating with Ratak and Patrak. He's reciprocating with Sri Dhamma and Madhumango in another way. He's reciprocating in another way with Yashoda and Nanda. And in another way with Chandravali and Radharani. He's bahusaka. But the gopis of vyavasayatmika buddhi, they're one-pointed. They only want to see Krishna as Dvibhuj Muralidhar, playing on his flute at Vangsivat and calling the gopis for the Ras Leela. They only want to see him in that way. So if he is going to reciprocate their feelings. He also has to become Vyavasayatmika Buddhi. And those gopis, they gave up their families. They gave up their dharma. They gave up everything and they ran in the dead of night to Krishna. For Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna, to repay that debt, he also had to give up his family. He had to give up Sachimata and Vishnupriya. He had to leave his friends in Navadweep. For sannyas means gopi bhav. It's a little confidential thing. We won't say the mantra or anything. But there's a special mantra that the sannyasis in the Gaudiya Vaishnava line, they chant. We can't speak that mantra. But that mantra is a gopi mantra. Because sannyas in this line means gopi bhav. So, when he took sannyas, he was repaying his debt to Radharani. And to repay that debt, he went to Jagannath Puri Dham. Later on in Prema Vilas, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he tells Lord Nityananda, a nice thing. He explains to him why he's going to Jagannath Puri. Prabhu kohen shripad tumi koro abadan. Prabhu kohen shripad tumi koro abadan. Hare Krishna. Jaisthane vasile suka jaitse jamastan. Jaini mita chariya ainu nilachal. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Prabhu kohen Sripad tumi koro abadan. Listen, O Sripad, listen very carefully. Jaisthane vasile suka. Say Janmastan. Don't think I'm leaving my Janmastan of Navadweep. He says, that place where you get happiness, that's your real Janmastan. This temple, this is your real Janmastan. In Prabhupada's society, if you're getting happiness here, which you should get. And Mahaprabhu says, Je Nimita Chadiya Aino Nilakshal. That's why I left Navadweep. And that's why I've come to Jagannath Puri Dham. So, our time is a little bit short, I think. Should we speak a little bit more? Can we speak another 10 minutes or something? Okay. So, this is a very big topic. Then, what is Jagannath Puri? Once we were speaking some of the same subject matters in Vrindavan, in Krishna Balaram Mandir, and Ayendra Prabhu became a little sulky. Because Ayendra, he has this this braj bhav, this mood of staying in braj. And he protests, and he gave a very good argument. He said that, how can you say that Mahaprabhu fulfilled his desires in Jagannath Puri? The first thing was, I pointed out to him, I'm not saying that. But that's what Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says. He said, anyway, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that Mahaprabhu left Jagannath Puri and he went to Vrindavan. And when he left Vrindavan, his ecstasy increased 100 times more. And when he arrived in Mathura, it increased 1,000 times more than that. And when he arrived in Vrindavan, it increased 100,000 times more than that. Ha! Very good. I said, that's a very good argument. I said, but I have one question. Why didn't he stay in Vrindavan then? And why does Krishnadas Kaviraj say that his desires were fulfilled in Jagannath Puri and not in Vrindavan? This Jagannath Puri Dham is a very mysterious place. In the Skanda Puran it said, Rahasyame tat paramam Vishnu stanam anuttamam. This very excellent place of Lord Vishnu, it's a very great mystery. Rahasyam etat. What is the nature of Jagannath Puri Dham? What is the nature of Navadvip? Navadvip is Gupta Vrindavan, isn't it? We know that. It's non-different from Vrindavan Dham. But Vrindavan is Madhurjamoya Dham, the place of sweetness. And Navadvip is Odharjamoya Dham, the place of kindness and mercy. So then what is Jagannath Puri? We'll come to that in a minute. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Jagannath Puri and he went to Vrindavan. Where did he stay? This is a little postgraduate question. Unless you're familiar intimately with Bhakti Ratnakar by Narahari Chakravarti, you might not know the answer. He stayed in a place called Imli Tal on the bank of the Jamuna. That Imli Tal was a favorite place of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. It's a very nice story there. Many of you may know at least part of this story. Very significant. Which, if we went into this story very deeply, it would also answer other questions which would come up, but that's a whole other discussion. In Dwarpar Yuga, Krishna was once doing Ras Leela with the gopis at Vamsivat on the bank of the Jamuna. At that time, Srimati Radharani became sulky. She became Manmohini, an angry girl. Men, we have to understand this. Ladies have a God-given right to be angry for no reason. Any grihastha, they'll understand something at this point. So Radharani, she became sulky. Why she became sulky, that's, as we say, is another discussion. But she left the Rasa. Radharani is Rasa Biharani. She's the heroine of the Rasleela. If there's no Radharani, there's no Rasleela. So Krishna became morose and he stopped the Rasleela and he left and went searching for Radharani. He was wandering around in the groves, in the forest of Vrindavan, on the bank of the Jamuna, crying like a mad person, like a boy whose girlfriend has left him. He was wandering around crying and calling out, Radhe, 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 Radhe. And finally, he couldn't find her. He sat down underneath a tamarind tree, an Imli Tal, and started crying and chanting Radhanam in that place. And at that time, an amazing thing happened. His Shamavarna, his blackish complexion, became Gauravarna, Taptakanchana Gaurangi, became golden like Radharani. Because he was so absorbed in thinking of Radharani. Taptakanchana Gaurangi, Taptakanchana Gauranga. Krishna came again. Shamsundar came as Gaurasundar. And in Kali Yuga, he went to the same place in Vrindavan. And Narahari Chakravarti says, this is where he was staying in Vrindavan. That place has some deep significance. And it's why it's so dear to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. So he was staying there. He's the same Krishna. But something's different. Gauranga bolite habe pulaka sharire. Hari hari bolite na yane babai nire. He's the same Krishna, but he's not chanting Radhe, Radhe. He's in the mood of Radha, chanting Krishna, Krishna. Sitting underneath that same tree. And an amazing thing happened to him. When he was sitting there chanting Krishna, Krishna, absorbed in the mood of Radharani, his complexion changed. And his Gauravarna again became Shamavarna. And he thought, very bad. Next thing is that this Vamsi is going to come. And then Sikipucha, the peacock feather, will also come. And then I can't do Radha Bhajan. This is one reason why it's a little controversial thing. I'm not trying to do controversy. Don't mind, please. I don't care what you do. But it's one reason why Acharyas and Argodiya Sampradaya don't put a peacock feather on the deity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because he doesn't want to be Krishna. He's Bhakta Rup. He's a devotee. He wants to be in the mood of Radharani.
But if we put a peacock feather on his head and a flute in his hand, he'll say, oh,
that's right, I'm Krishna.
And then, Namo Mahavadanyaya, that Mahavadanyaya avatar has a different mood. He's not Mahavadanyaya anymore. Because usually, the Icha Shakti, Krishna's desire potency, controls the Karuna Shakti, the mercy potency. But in Gaura Leela, that Karuna Shakti has become independent. Because that Karuna Shakti is embodied by Radharani. And when Krishna comes in Gaura Leela, Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam Nomi Krishna Sarupam, Radha Bhava is predominant. So that Karuna Shakti is given freely. But if you tell them, hey, you're Krishna, say, oh, that's right. And then that Icha Shakti again will control that Karuna Shakti. And there's not as much mercy there. It's a big subject. Anyway. So, Mahaprabhu was sitting there. He thought, this is very bad. The next thing is peacock feather and flute will come. And then I can't taste Radha Bhava. He was faced with a great dilemma. He came to taste Radha Bhava. And you can't taste Radha Bhava on the streets of Punjabi Bagh. Or on the streets of Paris or London or New York. Radha Bhava is only found in Vrindavan. Yatra Vrindavanam nasti, yatra no gobadan nasti, yatra no jamananadi, tatra me na manasuk. Radharani said, I have no manasuk with these three things. Mark it. The Vrindavan forest, Govardhan hill, and Jamuna river, where they're not present. So his dilemma was, the only place he could do bhajan had to be Vrindavan. But it couldn't be Vrindavan. He had to go to a place which was two opposites in one container. It had to be Vrindavan, but not Vrindavan. So he left Vrindavan. And he came back to Jagannath Puri Dham. And he locked himself up in the Gambhir for 12 years. That's very significant. Who did he lock himself up with? Roy Ramananda and Srup Damodar, who are none other than Vishakha and Lalita Sakhi. And there was a school going on there. You have your Bhakti Shastri going on here. They also had some school going on there that was the Radha Shastri to study Radha Bhav. And they were speaking, singing songs to him from Vidyapati, Chandidas, Bilvamangala Thakur, Jayadev Goswami. Very elevated, intimate songs speaking about the mood of Radharani. So, why did he go to Jagannath Puri? If you want to go to America, it's a very big place. Personally, I wouldn't recommend that you go there. It's a good place to make money, but it's not a very happy place. In my humble opinion, I was born there. I ran away from that place. But it's a very big place. How will you find your way around? You need a map. One company is there called Rand McNally. And they make a big book with all the maps of all the states and cities in the United States. So if you have that book, you can find your way around in the United States. So similarly, we also have a book, a kind of Rand McNally atlas of the spiritual and material universes. A map book which describes all the different places. That book was written by Sanatan Goswami and is called Brihad Bhagavatamrita. And in that book, Sanatan Goswami, he's described the nature of Jagannath Puri Dham. Please listen carefully to what he says. Tasmin Subhadra Balaram Samyutas Tamvaidinodham Purushottamo Bhajet Chakre Sagobadana Vrindakatavi Kalindadhir Kalinda Jatira Bhuvi Swayamiyam. This takes place, the context is, this is spoken by Narad Muni to Gopakumar. When Gopakumar went to Dwarka, he went to so many places. He went to Indralok and Maharlok and Tapalok and Janalok and Brahmalok and Shivalok. He went to Vaikuntha. He went to Ayodhya. But he was never satisfied anywhere he went. And each time his guru would come to him and say, there's a better place than this.
Better than Brahmalok is Shivalok. Yes, I'll go there. And then he was there. He wasn't satisfied. Better than Shivalok is Vaikuntha. So he went there. Very nice. But then he wasn't satisfied even there. Ayodhya. So he went to Ayodhya. But he wasn't satisfied. Narad Muni said, Dwarka, you go there. So he went to Dwarka. And then again, Narad Muni came to him. Kintu padesham hitam ekam etam mata shrinu shri purushottam akyam ketram daratrapi vidapya bhure pavam svaya yad bhuvi dristamasti. He said, psst, come here. Sometimes you're walking in a big city and some fellow with a big jacket comes out of an alley and says, hey, come here. Want to buy a watch? He opens up his thing and he has so many stolen watches or something. So it was something like that. Narad Muni went to Gopal Kumar and said, hey, come here. I'm going to tell you something secret. No one else can be around. Because if they hear what I'm going to tell you, they'll become very disturbed. He said, you can't get what you want here. But there's another place which is different than Dwarka. In the spiritual world. Not far from here. Tasmin subhadram balaram samyutas tambayvanodham purushottamo bhajat chakre sagobardana brindakatavi kalindajatiri bhuvi swayamayam. There in that place you'll find Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. You'll find Gobardhan Hill, the Vrindavan Forest, and the Jamuna River. Because it's Gupta Vrindavan. It's Vrindavan, but it's not Vrindavan. Vrindavan's in UP, Baba. Jagannath Puri is on the bank of the ocean. If you go to Jagannath Puri, where's Radhakund? Where's Shamakund? There's no signs. Kalindi this way. Radhakund this way. There's no signs there. Because Jagannath Puri Dham is Vipralamba Ketra. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, it's the place of separation. The place of crying. She's Sachi Mata, in this same chapter that we're reading today of Chaitanya Charitamrita, she told her son, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nila Chale Nabadvipi Jai Dui Gar. Sachi Mata is a great authority. She said, you go to Jagannath Puri because Nila Chale Nabadvipi Jai Dui Gar. Nabadvip Dab and Jagannath Puri Dham are two rooms in the same house. Srila Prabhupada, in one purport in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Madhyalila chapter 22, text 132, he says, Navadvip Dham, Jagannath Puri Dham, and Vrindavan Dham are considered to be identical. There are three rooms in the same house, but you do different things in those rooms. In your house, you have a bathroom. You also have a kitchen. But if you're a civilized person, you don't do the same thing in both of those rooms. It's in the same house, but those rooms have a different purpose. So these three dhams are three rooms in the same house which serve different purposes. One is Madhurjamaya Dham, Vrindavan. One is Odarajamaya Dham, Navadvip. And what is Jagannath Puri Dham? Sanatana Goswami describes Shri Krishna Deva Shisada Priyam Tat Ketram Yata Shri Mathura Tataiva Tat Paramaishvarya Bara Prakasha Lokanusari Vyavahara Ramyam. Shri Krishna Deva Shisada Priyam Tat Ketram Yata Shri Mathura Tataiva. This place is just as dear to Krishna as Vrindavan is. This Jagannath Puri. He says, in this place you'll find Paramaishvarya, great opulence. It's the place of the Lakshmi Mandir, the Sri Mandir, where Krishna's been kidnapped from Vrindavan. And the Dwarkavasis are controlling him. And he's worshipped by Rukmini and Satyabhama and Lakshmi Devi. It's that place of great... But Lokanusari Vyavahara Ramyam. It's also a place of great sweetness. Where the Brijvasis come and they want to rescue Krishna from organized religion.
That's Rathiatra. And they take him in the chariot and they say, Chalo Baba, we're going back to Vrindavan. Usually, Aishvarya Priti Sankuchita, Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Aishvarya opulence makes love shrunken. But in this case, in Jagannath Puri, as in Kurukshetra, when the residents of Vrindavan met Krishna there, their love didn't become shrunken. It increased more and more and more. And they said, you come back with us to Vrindavan, which represents the hearts of the devotees. So in this place, in Jagannath, in Vrindavan is Madhurjamaya Dham, the place of sweetness. Navadvip is Odarjamaya Dham. And Jagannath Puri is a place of Aishvarya, great opulence. But there's also Odarjamaya Leela there. Very kind, merciful Leela. Mahaprabhu saved Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Maharaj Prataparudra. It's a place of Odarjamaya Leela. And it's also the place of Madhurjamaya Leela. But that sweetness is covered by the opulence. It's hidden away. My revered spiritual master, he said that this place is known as Sri Khetra. He said that Jagannath Puri Dham is known as Sri Khetra. Sri Devi is a Sarup Shakti, Krishna's internal potency. Therefore, that Dham, which is glorified by the presence of the Sri Shakti, is known as Sri Khetra. Sri means Sarva Lakshmi Mayi Angsini Radhika. Srimati Radhika, who is a source of all Shaktis. Therefore, those who are followers or devotees of Madhurja Ras, they can see that Sri Khetra is the place in which Radharani's Madhurja Ras is manifested. Only such Madhurja Ras Bhaktas can see it. Others cannot. That is why Jagannath Puri is known as Sri Khetra, and why Mahaprabhu stayed there, because he assumed Radha Bhav. So many, many places, I won't go much further in our discussion, this thing is discussed. Vaishnava Tantra says, Matura Dwaraka Lila Yakaroti Chagokule Nilachala Sita Krishna Steva Rachati Prabhu. Whatever pastimes Krishna performs in Mathura, in Dwarka, in Gokul Vrindavan, all those pastimes take place in Jagannath Puri Dham. Because it's Gupta Vrindavan, hidden Vrindavan. Similarly, the Purusha Bodhani Shruti, the Atharva Veda describes, Yata Bhargavi Jamuna Govardhana Ratna Samasanam Bhimala Sadosa Chandika Sadosa Gopyaha. There in Jagannath Puri, you'll find the Jamuna River present. Yet the Bhargavi Jamuna is the Bhargavi River which circumambulates Jagannath Puri Dham. This, the Jamuna goes around Vrindavan. Yet the Bhargavi Jamuna, Govardhana Ratna Samasana. And that Ratna Samasana that Jagannath sits on, that throne, is Govardhan Hill. Chatak Parvat, near the Tota Gopinath Temple, that's also Govardhan Hill. So, someone may say, then where are the gopis? Prabhupada once told the editors of BTG magazine, they said, Prabhupada, in the BTG, should we talk about the gopis and Radharani? And Prabhupada said, better we don't, that's too confidential. And then Prabhupada paused for a moment, he said, but don't boycott the gopis. Don't boycott, don't have a bund against the gopis. We should also have the gopis sometimes in BTG. Something must be there. So then you'll ask, okay, if Jagannath Puri Dham is Gupta Vrindavan, where are the gopis? Bhimala sadosa chandika sadosa gopyaha. In, this is a very big subject. According to the Gorgavinda Smarana Archana Padati by Dhyan Chandra Goswami, Krishna is Purnatama in Vrindavan, and it's symptomized by the fact that he has 16 Shaktis. He's Purnatura, very complete, in Mathura, where he has 15 Shaktis. And he's Purna, complete, but not as complete, in Dwarka, where he only has 14 Shaktis. So this verse from Purusha Bodhini Shruti says, Bhimala Sadosa Chandika Sadosa Gopyaha.
In Jagannath Puri, there are 16 chandis, 16 different deities of Durga who are non-different from the 16 shaktis or 16 gopis of Braj. Who are the 16 gopis of Braj? Means the Astasakis and the Astamanjaris, who also are the embodiment of different shaktis of the Lord. So all 16 of those potencies are found in Jagannath Puri Dham. So this is a secret of Mahaprabhu's sannyas lila. The secret of how he left Sachimata, Vishnupriya, Advaita Acharya. The secret of how he became Nirapeksha. And just walked away from them. Because there was something more powerful. The love of Radharani. For which he had to repay his debt. And to do that, he went to that place known as Sri Ketra, which is Gupta Vrindavan. It's Vrindavan, but it's not Vrindavan. He had to fulfill his desires in Vrindavan, but it had to not be Vrindavan. Because in Vrindavan, then Yugal Milan is there, and his Krishna Rupa will come. His form is Krishna. His Sham Gaurasundara will become Shamasundara again. So he has to go to a place of separation. The Premadara, the river of love of Braj, has two embankments known as Sambhog Tata and Vipralamba Tata, or the embankment of union and the embankment of separation. And Jagannath Puri Dham is that place which is known as the embankment of separation. Shimajujarasa Ganaiti Murti Mahabha Prakash Jagannath Swami Ki Shri Prem Purushottam Sachinandana Gaura Hari Ki Śrīla Prabhupāda ki Śrī Vipralamba Ketra Jagannath Puri Dhamma ki Samaveda Bhaktavinda ki Gopremanande Vāñca Kalpadarubhiśca Kripa Sindhubhyevacca Patitānam Pāvanebhyo Vaiṣṇavebhyo namo. So this is just a little tiny drop of an introduction to Jagannath Puri Dham. And if you come with us, we'll try to swim in the ocean of that very astonishing deep place. Thank you very much. Questions time? No? If anybody has any questions, you can come and speak to me personally. I don't want to cause any trouble with the time. Thank you.
Songbooks back, or we will call the police.